Gemara says in Sukkah that the Gala and Aleph. And the pasuk here in the parasha, Hayeta Yitzchok LaHashem LeNoichach Ishtoi Ki Akarai. Hayeyosel Lo Hashem Atar Rivka Ishtoi. So the pasuk says, Hayeta is from the Lashonis, one of the Lashonis of Tefillah. It's from the one of the more unusual Lashonis of Tefillah. You find it very infrequently in the Torah. It's usually a Lashon Tefillah or Tachnunim or Aramaic, Slaisa. It's from the more unusual shyness of Tefillah. So what does it mean? So the Gemara Amar Rabbi Elazar, Lama Nimshal Tefillah Tefillah Shal Tzadikim Ka'asar. Why is it Doime to an Asar? An Asar is a pitchfork. Loim Elucha Ma Asar Zeh Ma'apiches Atfuwa B'goyrim Yimokim L'mokim. Av Tefillah Shal Tzadikim Ma'apiches Daitu Shal Agash Baruch Hu Mimidus Avzorius Mimidus Rahmanus. So we spoke a little bit about, we mentioned this Gemara last year, we repeat a little bit of what we said then, and Mitzvah Shem B'Maisif, and say Pshat here in the Pesukim. So the Gemara says, Azevi and Asar, the feature of an Asar, of a pitchfork, is that it's a Mahapach. It turns over. That's essentially what the purpose of a pitchfork is. It doesn't necessarily transport things as much as it turns them over. So Zakhi noted that the same way an Asar physically is able to turn things over and to change them by turning them over, so too Tfilos and Shal Tzadikim, Bayet HaYitzchak LaHashem LeNoichach Ishtoi, have the ability to be Mahapich, what? The Daito Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's able to be Kaviyochol, be Mahapich and change the Das of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam from a Midah of Achzorius, very strong Lashon, doesn't even say Midas other. Gemara is brought in other places, I think it says Midas Hadin. Here it says Midas Avzarius Lemidas Rahmanis. The Targum Yonis Menuziel follows along this Derech of Chazal when he explains the Pasuk. It says like this, V'hofach Yitzchak B'tzloisei Da'atei Da'akadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak was Mahapich with his Tvila, the Das of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Mimad Igzar Alintisei Aruma Akara Havas, on this that it was Nigza on Rivka that she was an Akara. Havas Gabe, Aruma Akara Havas Gabe, Esen Vitarat and Shnin, for 22 years they were married without children. Viz Hapich Begine, Daite, the Kutchabrichu, Mimadik Zar Alei, and it says, the Akuay Hava Akar, and Yiddach Yisra, Chazal said that he was also, Yitzhak was also an Akar, so Vayeta Yitzhak Lashem, Lenoichach Ishtoi. Meaning that they were both mispalu in the schus of the other person, it should be mahapich, the das of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and the should be zoyza, the afu havi akar, v'srabach, v'saboris rivka intisa. And as a result, she was taken the saboris. So this says that the teaching here in the pasuk azoy, vayeta yitzchak lashem l'noichach ishtoi, why was he being mishtamish here, and she, with the midah of Asar, of being Mahapich Daita HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Ki Akorahi. The pshat is that we know that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the world, it says, Mitchila Olam Machshavtoi, to create the world with Midas Harach, with Midas Hadin, and Rosh Ein Olam Niskayim, so it says, Shitef Ima Midas Harachma. That he combined, he made a synthesis in the world that every Mitzias that we look at is really, there's within it a combination, there are aspects. It doesn't mean that some things are din and some things are rachman l'chayil. It's meant that in yed ezach there's a synthesis. You say that in everything there's a baruch dayin emes and a baruch atoy v'ameitiv. Everything is a mixture and has aspects and elements of both rachman and din. And that's in the etzem etzias of the world. We're talking about in the brius ha'olam. The Rebbeinu created a world that in everything that was created, it has certain elements of din and elements of rachman. And the way in which you're able to bring to the fore and to see to it that kaviyachol daita shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the rachman should hold sway and the rachman should be mizgabe in its mitzias, it should hold sway and should be mizgabe over the din, is through this tefillah of tefillah satzadik. Vayet ha'yitzak l'Hashem l'noichach yishtoi ki akarahi, meaning there was a mitzias of akaras. And that mitzias of Akkadus was a midas hadin. It was a mitzias. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam was the And he didn't dismiss it out of hand. He didn't dismiss it entirely. It was So there are elements in the mitzvahs of din that the tefillos shel tzaddikim have the koyach to extract and to bring about, and to bring out from amongst the din, from within the din, that it should at least tel tzachos, it should have an appearance, and we should be able to relate to it as a rachmi. And that's what it said. Why was he vayeta? Why was he going and being mispalel in a way to be mahapich the din, the midah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because ki akarehi, because there was a din. And what I'm saying is the Maharsha in Yivamis on Daf Samach Dalet Amar Aleph. This is the way the Maharsha explains the Gemara, that it says avos and imayos were akaris hayu. And it says Rabban Shalom is misavel tefilosa shel tzadikim. Same element that we're saying over here. Why was it done that way? It says because the Rabban Shalom was misavel tefilosa shel tzadikim. And the Rabban Shalom al yaday the tefilosa shel tzadikim changed even the metzias itself. The teva oilam can change from a teva of din to a teva of rachman, because there really is in every teva elements of din and rachman. And what we have, the koyach that we have to extract and to bring the rachman to the fore, is al yaday the tefillos of tzaddikim that the Rabban Shalom is misavet to. So we want to understand a little bit better and more simply what is the nature of this tefillah legabe us, ourselves. What is the nature? It says that tzaddikim have the koyach. It's a certain type of a tefillah. It doesn't mean every tefillah is a tzaddikim. There's a lashon of vayeta. There's a lashon tefillah vayeta. Vayeta has the koyach to be mahapich the daita shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas hadin midas harach. What is the nature of that tefillah? Vasidas. Other than becoming a tzaddik, is there anything that could describe, and in any way is that tefillah different than tachnunim and bakoshes and tefillahs? So Rashi says over here, in Toildis, in the parashas of Rashi, Vayeta, hirba v'hiftzi b'tefillah. Rashi says the lashon Vayeta is an ongoing multiplicity, an ongoing over and over reiteration of tefillah over and over. So Rashi describes the metzias of Vayeta. What is the nature of Vayeta? Vayeta means over and over and over again. That's the taich in the pasuk Vayeta Yitzchak Lashem. And then he says again, Vayayaser loy, and it says that the Rabban Shalom was mekabel tefilas. So Rashi nispatze v'nispayes v'nispate loy. Again, the first word he uses, nispatze, is hirba v'hiftze, the lashon hiftze, which means a reiteration, an ongoing tefillah over and over again until it's mahapich daita shel Rabban Shalom. So you want to understand how is that in the nature of a tefillah that you're saying you do it over and over again? You could do any tefillah over and over again. How is that taich? How does that define a tefillah? By the mere fact that you're saying, well, you do it once, and Yitzchak did it again and again and again, so that's an under tefillah. So what's the nature of this tefillah? That's here above the hift. Zweitens, how does this stem with the Gemara in Sukkah? The Gemara in Sukkah says that Vayesa, Vayeta, is mahapich daita shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas hadin l'midas harachmin. What's the connection between being mahapich daita shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas hadin l'midas harachmin to what Rashi is explaining, seemingly unlike the Yonis and Uzziah, that it's not miloshin mahapich, it's miloshin hirbe v'hifze. Hirbe v'hifze, a reiteration over and over of the tefillah. Thirdly, there's an interesting, there's a unique aspect of this lashon tefillah that I don't think we find it's in any other place, but certainly I think there is another one I know of. But it's an unusual aspect of this tefillah. Marshall, if you were using a lashon of tachnunim, the Torah was describing somebody who was being mispalo or being mischane. So would you say that the person that you're being mispalo or the Rabban Shalom that you're being mispalo to, you would say if he listens, if there's an aniyah to the tefillah, you would describe that as that he was nischane? He became nischane? You don't find such a lashon. You say he was an aniyah. He was a shemeya. You don't say that I was mechanein and he became nischanein. don't know if you find such a thing. It doesn't make sense grammatically, but you certainly don't find this lashon. Here in the Torah, you find Vayeta Yitzchak Hashem Lanoichach Ishtak Hi Akarehi Vayeyaser Loi Hashem. And the Rabbi Shalom was whatever the hirba, he was hirba and hiftzid betfila. He became hirba and hiftzid betfila. Vayeyaser Loi Hashem. This is an unusual aspect in this lashon hafila. So I think that the explanation. The side of this tefillah of Ayat HaYitzchak Hashem is as follows. Yeah. Rashi says over here, there's a clue here in Rashi. Rashi says, Vayayasala Nispatza and Nispayas the Nispatala. So Nispatala, we already said, he mentioned before. What's this? Then he goes on, he says, Nispayas. The Rebbeinu Shalom became the Fuyas, and the Nispatala, and he became convinced, so to speak, that Yitzchak and Rivka with their tefillahs were able to bring around the Rebbeinu Shalom to their way of thinking, Kaviyot. Which is very reminiscent of what the Gemara says in Sukkot. The Mahapich Daita Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where Rashi is bringing in the Gemara in Sukkot, that the idea of Ayeta is that Mahapich Daita Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas HaRachum, Midas HaDin, Midas HaRachum. What does this mean? This means Pashut, that it's a different oifim of tefillah. The Gamri is a different oifim of tefillah. There is a tefillah, normal, you talk about tefillah, that a person stels a chavek, he stands before the Rebbeinu Shalom, and he asks for something. And in the course of asking, so Chazal say, you're meshaveach the Rebbeinu Shalom, and then you're mevakesh, and then you're a moida, and then there's an aniyah of the tefillah, that which the person wants. There's a tefillah in Shal Tzadikim, that the tefillah in Shal Tzadikim have the koya, not by dint of the fact that they're what they're asking for. There is in the nature of the tefillah itself, to hear what I'm saying here, it's a tifa zachar here. Tefillah itself, be'etzem, has the koyach to change the mood, kaviyachal, of the Rebbeinu Shalom. With the act of the tefillah itself, tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'avil l'tefillos shel tzadikim, is the pshat, that there's a certain nachas ruach that develops al yidei the koyach of tefillah, at least the tefillah of shel tzadikim, the tefillah itself, not the pshat, I'm asking for this. He wasn't asking that his wife shouldn't be in a hurry. The act of the tefillah itself, like you say physically, in the physical world, there are causes and effects. You can bring a force to bear and create some sort of a change in something physically. In the welt of ruchnias, the same way that a person learns Torah and it has hashpah and milmala, that it does things in the ilamis, that it creates, we mentioned yesterday, it was mentioned shaya ilamis, it creates palaces. Things are created in the welt of ruchnias. So in the ruchnias, the gevel, the same way we have a taiva and we can have our moods changed our day, the physical pleasures and tanugim that our guf responds to, the Rebbeinu Shalom Kaviyocha has Amidas Arachmim and Amidas Hadin, and we have a key that was given to unlock and to be able to be mishanid the teva from the Midas Yisbarach Kaviyocha. As a stein Gemara, I mean, Ilulai, right, this is a Gemara, I mean, if you could say it. The person, it says, Atzadik Hatakoya Al Yedei Zayin Tfilas, because the Tfilas is something that Miskabel Beratzim, that Rebbeinu Shalom derives a certain Nachas Ruach and a Tainuk from a Tfilah. And Al Yedei, that Tainuk, that Nachas Ruach that Rebbeinu Shalom has, is Verto Anach, it becomes a different Midah. This is our Rebbeinu Shalom from Rachmim, mit Amidas Rachmim. Tfilah has that effect on Rebbeinu Shalom that it's able to change the Amidah to Amidah Sarachman. Kilu, it says on Karbonis, it says that it's a Reach Nichaya. Every time it's about Karbonis, it should be the Reach Nichaya. So if you look at the first time in Vayikra, when it's mentioned, this the Loshen Reach Nichaya, in Vayikra Aleph, I forget exactly which Pasuk. So Rashi says, what does it mean, a Reach Nichaya? Rashi says that Reach Nichayach means that it creates, like it says, Asher Misha Amalad B'Toyr of Ois and Nachas Ruach L'Yitzray, that there are different forms, there are ways in which a Yid is Al Yidei, is in Ruchnius, is able to create a Nachas Ruach by the Rabbein Shalom. A Melus B'Torah creates a Nachas Ruach by the Rabbein Shalom. So by the same token, there's a Koyach of Tfilos, Tfilos Shel Tzadikim, that it creates a Nachas Ruach. It's the Chant, you can't just dog in, I mean, you have to be careful what you say, but it's not, it's a Rabbein Shalom mit Amidah Sarachma. There's Amidah Sarachma. There are other ways to evoke that Rachma. Is Yud Gimel Midas HaRachma, and it says that the Gemara says Bris Krusa, that every time a Yid says Bris Krusa, Sh'enuch Yizayas Reikom, that if you say Hashem Hashem, so it brings the Midas HaRachmim about in the world. The Rabbanu Shalom goes and he sits on a Kisei from Midas HaRachmim at that. So Tfilos and Shal Tzadikim have this special Kaya, that the mere fact that they're being mispalu as a tzaddik is mispalu, his tefillah is oisir roishim by the Rabbi Shalom, it creates a nachas ruach. That nachas ruach creates an andere welt. A new world is created. A world where it was all over machshavta, b'midas hadin, but there was a shita v'yim b'midas harachmim. So it brings about now a new mitzias. The things that are in the world now, Rivka is not the same Rivka. The Mitzias from Rivka, having been in Akkadah, is now Basel Mavoto. Because that Mitzias is totally in the Nachas Ruach, that it says, Toiv Ma'oi, that the Rabban Shalom in the Teva things are, and they remain, there's a Kiyom, the Ramban says that they're Niskayim every second of the Bria, because there's a Shtendik, there's an ongoing Nachas Ruach that the Rabban Shalom has in the Bria, that it should remain the way it is. And if the Nachas Ruach and the Rabbeinu Shalom ceases, if there's less of a Nachas Ruach or there's no Nachas Ruach in something, it automatically ceases to exist. So by the same token, there's a certain level in the Kiyam of the Mitzias that is Amidas Hadindika Mitzias, and then there's Amidas Harachamim. And if you're able to extract and to bring about that the Midas Hadin should become its Surif and should be a synthesis with Midas Harachmim, Ma'idei Tfilos Shal Tzadikim, is so then it's Vayeta Yitz Vayyosu Lo Hashem Vatar Rivka Ishto. And Mimele, that's the Pshat. That's the Pshat that we're saying that the Rabbanu Shel Olam is Mahapich, that Vayeta is Mahapich Daita Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's Pshat Mahapich Daita Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It means, Rashi says, because the Tfilah has a Koyach to be Mephayis the Rabbanu Shel Olam. You say in Tachnun, Misratze Berachamim, U Mispayis Besachanunim. That's a whole different gather of Tfilah. Tfilah, that the Etzim Tfilah has a Koyach, has a Hashpah, Kaviyochol, that it has a soothing, again, Kaviyochol, a calming, and a soothing effect on the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And in that Welt, von a Rabbanu Shel Olam, was is a Mephayis Dicke, this heißt, a Rabbanu Shel Olam mit Midas Harachamim, so the whole Teva changes. That's Misratze Berachamim and Mispayis Besachanunim. What Rashi says here by the Hifz of Tfila is the same thing. How do you Mephayis somebody? What's the oifen from being Mephayis somebody? By saying something in a soothing manner over and over again. You say something. You Mispalel once, you ask for what you want. And the Gate Vaita. You say Shvach, you say Bakosha, you say Oido, and the Gate Vaita. This is not a tefillah that the pshat is mishtalsich, you stand up, you ask for what you want, derech kovid, derech shvach, bakosh, and you go weiter. This is the etzim act from the tefillah, that it has a hashpah milmaila, that the Rabban Shalom is misavit to hear this tefillah, and if you misavit to something, you want to hear it again, and again, and again, and slowly, al yidei, the nachas ruach that's created, al yidei, the yid, shtelen zich avek, and being mispal to Rabban Shalom, ba'ifin raka, and Ba'ifin Pius, that creates that here with the Hifzeh B'Tfila, that's in the nature of the Etzem Tfila, it's not the Pshat. You did it once, and now times it by 10. That's not a new Tfila. So that's what you're saying. So you misfollow, and it didn't yet work, so you have to do it Nachama. The first time it didn't work, so it's going to work. So you have to do it more times. Every time that you're doing it, the Pshat, you're being Mephayis to the Rabban. That's a Pius. Memela, that's the pshat. That's why we say, it says in the Torah, Vayayoser loy Hashem. Vayeta yitzok l'Hashem l'noichach ishtay, Vayayoser loy Hashem. Because if you're saying, because it's having an impact kaviyachol on the Rebbeinu Shlom. So you're saying that you're being mefayis, and the object of what you're being mefayis, the Rebbeinu Shlom, is the hamefuyis. The Rebbeinu Shlom vayeyaser loy Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shlom is becoming mefuyis. Something is happening over here. It's not the Rebbeinu Shlom is granting your request. Granting your request is different than requesting. You request, that's one lashon, that's tefillah, and then there's an aniyah. Then you grant the request. That's an aniyah of that tefillah. Here the pshat is you're doing something, like it says in the Gemara, that it's mahatech daiter shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu mimidas hadin lemidas harachmen. So that's the pshat. Vayeta yitzchok l'Hashem l'noich achish deki akarahi vayeyose lo Hashem. The intended effect that this tefillah is designed, this koyach of tefillah in the Bria, that it's designed and it's able to be mahabich daita shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it had that effect. That's by yayasir lo Hashem, that your Rebbeinu Shlom is mefuyis. The shayrish of this koyach, of this tefillah, as we mentioned before, is in karbanis. The tefillah we know is k'neged karbanis tikkun. And in karbanis, we find that it has also, we mentioned before, nachas ruach. A carbon creates a nachas ruach. L'mayim, and in meila al yedei that nachas ruach, things have a tendency to change. Whatever was being done, or whatever had was had a certain nature that it was amidas hadin dekazah al yedei this shinui al yedei this midas harachamim. So Mimela that out, everything is going to change. Very should ask him for me. Strange as that sounds, but Rashi says this in Parshas Vayishlach. It says after the Maisa with Esau. So Yaakov said, "Al nom nom atzasi chayim b'aynechav lokachtim." Yaakov was insisting that Esau take the mincha. He was saying that because you're to me like a malach elikim, I see you and I relate to you ki'ilu b'sta malach v'atirtzeini, and also v'atirtzeini. Rashi says that's a second reason. What does it mean v'atirtzeini? Zakirashi v'atirtzeini is payastali. You became a fuyas to me in exchange for the fact and in return for this that I was able to be a fuyas you. I want to give you a present. Appeasement balas. Kiloy liratzan yi alochem. Ben kriyashi aposik hakarbonos bois lefayis uliratzois. That's one thing. That karbonos you find alamol aloshen ratzan. Ritzei Hashem alikainu. Ba'avos kabel biratzan. Esil ratzan tamid avoidas Yisrael amecha. Alamol ratzan. Because the karbonos have within them the koyach to appease, they're an appeasement, they're appeals to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Zotirashi v'chein, where do you find Ratzon? Sif say tzadik yeidun Ratzon. Yeidim is a pasuk in Mishle Yud, yeidim l'fayos u l'ratzos. Zotirashi, the sif say tzadikim, state as yeidun Ratzon, they have the koyach to be mefayos, the same koyach that korbanos have to be mefayos. It creates a ratzon, which is the midah k'neged midah type. That Rashi says over there, nachas ruach she'amarti v'nasas ritzoni, that you did and performed my ratzon. So meila that nachas ruach creates that is al yedei da'asiyas ratzon of kaviyochor. So it says the Rebbeinu Shlom is nispayas now and is misnayik. He acts to klal yisrael with ratzon. That can happen in one of two ways. That can happen al yedei the karbanos of klal yisrael. That's one way. That's kiloy l'ratzon yielochem. You see the karbanos azen l'ratzon, and that sifse tzadik yedim ratzon. The yedim tzadikim are yedim lefayis l'ratzis. And agav, in Parshas Noach, Rashi brings down on the pasuk of Yisrael Elokim as Noach and so on when he went out of the teva. So Rashi over there says that that a rasha has the exact opposite effect. In case you're wondering. But Rashi, that the Rosh, Azoivi the Tzaddik, is able to bring about a pious and is able to be Mahapech Daitai, Midosi Shal Gosh Baruch Hu, Midin Terachmin, Nachzorius, Terachmin. So it says, Fakir by the Rosh. Perkhes Pasuk Aleph. Rashi says, Ayisko Elakim is a Lashem Midas Hadin. Zasha Midas Hadin. The Nevchel Midas Rachman Alidei Tfilas Hatzadikim. That's when Noach was able to be Mahapachit Alidei his Tfilas. V'Rishasim Shal Rishoim Haifaches Midas Rachman Midas Hadin. And the Rishay of Rishoim is able to be Mahapach the Rachman to Midas Hadin. Shenema, Vayar Hashem Kirab Beroas Ha'odam. Rabban Shalom saw it was Hashem who was Midas HaRachmim. Hashem is Midas HaRachmim. And Vayoyim Hashem, Emches Adam, who Shem Midas HaRachmim. Hashem said Emches Adam. How could it be that Hashem said Emches Adam? Hashem is Midas HaRachmim. Hashem can't say Emches Adam. Elohim would say Emches Adam. The Torah says that the Hashem was mishapit Chalidei, Vayar Hashem, Esra, Beroas, Adam, Beodas. And the Hashem became a Hashem from Midas HaDin. And the Melu was Shayach even that Rabban Yishol Olam Kifi Mashahu, that Lo'ilam, it should be in a, it should have the effect of a Midas HaRachmim in the world, but with Shayach HaMabel even in Hashem, because the Rishon have the Koyach to be Mahapach this. This is really the Sefer Dekra, there in Mishlei, of the Pasuk that Rashi brings, Sifsei Tzadik Yedin Ratzin. This is in the end of Perek Yud, in the last Pasuk in Mishlei. The end of the Pasuk is Sifsei Tzadik Yedin Ratzin, Ufi Rishon Tapuchas. And the Fi Rishon, the Pivli Rishon, have a Hamoichet the Koyach and Tapuches to create upheaval, to create what was formerly also. Tzadikim have in their own way, Yedin Ratzon, able to be Mephayas, and in a very subtle way, are able to bring about Rachmanis for Klal Yisrael. And Mehidach Yisrael, Fi Rishon, Tapuches, the Fi Rishon, take a Hashem from Midas HaRachamim. And they make from them that when you know him, Hashem ki also saw them that bring them out. This is the chayru what we say in tefillah. This is the answer. It bothered me for quite a while. You have two brachas in Shemana Esrei following one another. That both are really brachas of tefillah. You have Shema Kaleinu is. And then you have right afterwards a bracha. There it introduces the element of avoida in the Beis Hamikdash of the Hagufakash. You couldn't put it all together into one bracha. What's Shema Kaleinu Chus V'Rachem Kabel V'Rachem Tfilasenu? And then you say Hashem L'Kenu Ba'amcha Yisrael V'Svilasa. I'm thinking that these are these two elements, these two aspects of tefillah. Shema Kaleinu is the more conventional tefillah that we're familiar with. That tefillah has shvach, bakosh, and meidah. That al yedei hishvach, and al yedei the substance, the toichen of the shvach, and the toichen of the bakosh, and the toichen of the meidah, is a meila that creates an aniyah, a response by the Rabban Shalom. And the Rabban Shalom fulfills the tefillah. A person davens properly. So in Meila, the Rabban Shalom is Memala Hizrasa. Then there's an inyan from Ritzai. The Erish Devart is a word from Ritzai. The first word in the tefillah is what the tefillah is. It's not Shema Kaleinu. The word is not Shema Kaleinu. Erish Shalom from listening what we want. Vos Mevilim. And we'll phrase it properly, as Ibn Chazal and Gizok, and you'll listen to us. It's not shaylo from listening. It's not shaylo from aniya. It's a shaylo. It's a question. Is the ability of a yid a tzaddik, and duchzer klal Yisrael as a tzibur has this koyach also, and that's the Gemara in Brachos that the Gemara says that loylam a person should be mispalo even be'ez shatzibur mispalo, even a person davening be'yichidus. But it says he should time his tefillah that it should be even be'eish shatzibim mispar. The Gemara brings the pasuk v'anis tefillasi l'cha Hashem eis ratzon, which the Mashal explains tefillasi is a lashon yachid, and you see that by a yachid is an eis ratzon. How is it shayich by a yachid to find an eis ratzon? In a tzibah creates an eis ratzon. But what's v'anis tefillasi l'cha Hashem eis ratzon? How is that shayich? Zok Gemara when a yachid is mispar b'shot shatzibim mispar. So he's able to tap into and to be misyachis to some degree to that ratzon, that pius of the Rabban Shalom. Remember, Rashi says, "Kol ratzon shavim mikra is loshem pius." So Vanis Vilasi Lucha Hashem Eis Ratzin, that so we say Yotzei Hashem Elikeinu Ba'amcha Yisrael Uvisvilasa. That's as a whole, as a tzibah, Klal Yisrael's tefillahs have a koyach to be Miratzah D'Rabbanu Shalom. That means it has an effect that it's able to be Mahapich Midasai. It creates a Nachas Ruach and it's Mahapich, the Midah of the Rabbanu Shalom to a Midas Arachim. You have over here, we have a way as a tzibah, and the tzaddikim amongst us have a koyach that you're able to relate to the Rabbanu Shalom and to invoke and to evoke from the Rabbanu Shalom to appease him, in a sense that the Rachmanis gista rois. The Rachmanis pours out from the Rabbanu Shalom, the Midas Harachamim, the Midas Hadin is nishapich what would otherwise, and mitzad the Mitzias and the Teva, it should have been ki akorahi. Of its tzaddikim have the koyach to bring and to extract the Midas Harachamim from the Rabbanu Shalom. And that koyach we have with the tefillah b'tzibah. Ritzei Hashem l'keinu ba'amcha Yisrael v'svilasam. V'hoshei v'esho avoido v'dviyah v'esacho. That's also the koyach when Ritzei. Avoido shal ha'kobonis. Zok Rashi, that's also kiloi d'hatsayim yelacha. V'ishei Yisrael v'svilasam v'avos kabel b'ratzayim. What's Isha Yisrael v'svilasam? We already said that. We said, "Ritzei Hashem l'keinu ba'amcha Yisrael." Tfilas, v'hashem v'savoidal v'vesecha. V'isha Yisrael u'sfilasa v'yad v'skabel v'ratzel. So Taisus brings a Menachis on Daf Kufyud. Amar Aleph, Amar Yudik Taisus. Taisus says on Daf Kufyud. Taisus brings from a Medish that v'isha Yisrael is miloshen people. The Anshe Yisrael. Isha also means Ish. Ish is the Chamench. Taisus brings this. The Isha Yisrael. Zok Taisus that the Tzaddikim, the Rabbanu Shalom is Makri of the Tzaddikim Milmaila. And Zezanin, they become like Karbonis before the Rabbanu Shalom. The Rabbanu Shalom takes the Tzaddikim Milmaila and is Ki'ilu Makri of them as a carbon, with a Nikiv Ki'ilu as a carbon before the Rabbanu Shalom. In Menachis Daf Kufyud, the Isha Yisrael. What does it say? The Isha Yisrael. They say the tzaddikim, usfilasam, and the tefilas at tzaddikim. The avos kabel b'rotzon. That's also a form of Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu. All these things. This is a list of all the different ways that we have the ability to be mefayis and to be miratzah, misratzah, berachem, mispayis, misachnunim. We have the ability to impact Kaviyachal in a way that what was formerly and our Pimidis Hadin is the Ain Teva of the Teva Kenzach Baidin, it could change over completely to Amidis Harachman. Tfilah Betzibo, Tfilah Shal Tzadikim, Karbonis, these are the things that Rashi brings in by Yishlach. Karbonis, Zanach Hasruach, Tfilah Shal Tzadikim, Isif Sekhoyim Yedun Rotz, and Araya. You say on Yontif, when we duchen on Yontif, so we have a different neshama abyssal than the nusach atfila. We say, when the shlech tzibur davens, so we say, v'se'odev lefonecha, what? What comes after? Asiru asayinu. What's asiru asayinu? This is, asiru asayinu is der loshen v'yeta yitzhak l'Hashem v'yayose loy Hashem. We say Arev Lefanecha Nish Tfilah Sein. We say Arev Lefanecha Asir Aseinu. Like what? Ka'ila Uchakarb. That the Koyach that we have in Tfilah, that it's like Asad, it's Mahapech, the Rabban Shalom, the Midas Adin, the Midas Arachim, it should be, as Zayvi Rashi says, the under Koyach that Klal Yisrael has, that the Koyach from Karbonis, which we don't have today, of it should be today, it should be sweet, Asir Aseinu. It should be that have the ability to be Mephayas the Rabban Shalom like we are Mohad Koilo Chakar. This, I think, is the this is something that is that we tend in the Halach Yelech, in the ongoing you know, ongoing tefillahs day after day after day. But sometimes you must take it for granted. I'm not saying that, you know, that we're not davening properly, even when we are davening properly. But I think that we tend to think of it as you ask and you get. There's a gewaltige spiritual aruchnius, like a koyach, that we have in the tefillah, that it's able to be koyol lamala, that in Klal Yisrael requires Yeshuas and Nechames, that we have the ability with a sifzei tzadik yedun ratzayin, with approaching the Rabbanu Shel Olam ki'ilu you did somebody an avla, and you're trying to repair the relationship, and you're trying to get back into the good graces of the person. So you're mafayas, you appease the person. So what do? So you can buy them a gift. That's the carbon that we bring. Bisman the Shabbos Hamikdash Kai. Is a doyin, is gemar and zvachim davzayin beis. Oh, but we don't have that today. What we have today, the oifen to be mafayas and to create an entirely new, different relationship with the Rabbi Yisrael, that within that yachas, there's no room for me to sadin. Is our yidei, our the edelkeit of our sifsei tzadik yedun ratzon, approaching the Rabbi Yisrael not in a coarse way, not in a hergel, in a regilistic fashion. You're davening today, you're ready two times, you're davening tomorrow another three times. It has to be like you're appeasing somebody, that you actually mean it. Not you mean it because you need something. That the actual tefillahs themselves have to be expressed in an edler, thoughtful, and even stick away. A person has an oimid lifnei amelach, and you're coming to appease, to be mefayas, the actual act of the tefillah, the act of the tefillah itself has to be done ke'eved da'imid lefnei rabba, not in a quickly and like it's an oil chas v'shalom, like the Gemara says, it's a masa. It's here by the hiftzah of tefillah each time, like you're soothing a child who's crying nebuch. You're soothing somebody who's bekas. So slowly, slowly, hirba v'hitzah b'tfilah, you're able, al yidei de hirba v'hitzah, to change the person by creating a different tznua, by creating a nachas ruach between you and that person, is a mele, changes everything. And we know when we're talking about the Rabbanu Shel Olam, the metaka changes everything. The mitzias, the actual mitzias changes. And this carries over. This carries over, obviously, not only in tefillah and in yonei tefillah, but it's just worth mentioning, of course, that it says in the parasha, HaKoyel Kol Yaakov HaYidai Midei Esav, this is the parasha from HaKoyel Kol Yaakov. There's a Koyel that's Koyel Yaakov. There was a Koyel that was a Koyel Yaakov. What was the Koyel Yaakov? He had a different sounding voice. He was a... Koyel Kol Yaakov, there's a way, like... At the Medrash, there's a way. It was Shem Shemaim Shog Al Piv. There's a way that a Yid talks. There's a way that a Yid talks. The way that a Yid talks is a way that, when it comes time to daven, so you use that koyach of the koyel koyel Yaakov with an edelkeit, with a submissiveness to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And then it says, Rashi says this in Mishlei. Rashi says both things there. On Sifsei Tzadik Yedun Yotzin. We'll end with this. Rashi says, this is a beautiful Rashi. Rashi says, Yodim L'Ratzos L'Fayis is Boidoi. Number one. That's what Rashi says in Vayishlach. V'Yodim L'Ratzos is Habriyos U'Lahatul Sholem Benayim. It's not my commercial over here that I'm making. It's a Shtetin Rashi. Sifsei Tzadik Yedun Yotzin. It's Yedin Ratzin, that it's a teferes for the Rabbanu Shel Olam, that it's able to bring about the Ratzis and the Fayis as Boidoi. And the same Midah of Sifsei Tzadik Yedin Ratzin, hand in hand, is that the Yedin Ratzis is Habiris Ulahatul Shalom Benay. There was Hotnish Shaykhis, so the Yedin Ratzis is Habiris, has no Shaykhis, the Nishkin Sifsei Tzadik Yedin Ratzin doesn't have a Shaykhis to the Yedin Ratzis as Boidoi, and vice versa. It's not the mikra. It's not too tough in the international. This is one midah. Siv say tzaddik yeidun rotzai, the koyach from tzaddikim, that they're able to be mahapich, the rabbanim shalom to yifayis, as bainam, on the one hand, v'yodim l'ratzis as habiyos v'lachatil shalom b'nei. That's the loshen that the rabbanim shalom is mefuyis, al yodim. As our loshen that's miratzeh and maybe shalom ben habiyos. Oyev shalom, oyev shalom, oyev is habiyos, and karv in the Torah. And oyev is habiyos, dikul loshen, that edelkeit, v'yayidret, the way a Jew is supposed to talk, talking about in terms of volume, in terms of intonation, in terms of nikiyas, in terms of all the things that go into a person's edelkeit of lashon, and the content that is matul shalom ben abriyas, that's the lashon that has the koyach to be mefayis the rabbanu shalom to create from an akara nishkan akara. That's the mahapech for midas adin l'midas harachmin. The zelba lashon. This koyach, Sif Sei Tzadik, that's Oysa Shalom over here, that's the same koyach that we're able to be mahapich, to be the Zavzorius of the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Bittul from Shalom Kaviyach by Kaviyach of Yisbarach, that we're able to take that and to turn it into something completely different into a Midas Arach. And it goes around and around, and that's the way it goes. That's the koyach from Sif Sei Tzadik.